Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome back. My name is Kit.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things, baby.
Yeah, it is. You know it. You love it. We're here. We're doing it.
We're streaming things.
Bam.
Except I had the Blu-ray, I think. No, I streamed it.
A Bloodsport?
I think it was on Max, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think. Today, we're covering a patron-demanded movie, and it is Bloodsport from 1988, starring Jean-Claude Van Damme and Forrest Whitaker randomly. And directed by Newt Arnold, written by Sheldon Lettich, Christopher Cosby, and Mel Friedman, baby.
And most importantly, requested by patron A.K. Ashley Ray.
A.K., also known as. That's what that means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ashley Ray.
Well, actually, it could mean something different. We don't know.
I made that up.
She might write in and be like, actually, it stands for...
AK-47.
AK... Because she'd be like, blap, blap, you know what I'm saying?
Blap, blap. Exactly. That's what I think it is. Steve, I know that this is your first time watching Bloodsport, is it not?
100% is.
And I have seen this 30 times. And whenever
this is one of your favorite movies, right?
Well, it's one of those movies. It's like, why haven't you seen Citizen Kane or Casablanca? And you're such a huge film nerd, apparently, supposedly, Chris. You're a fraud. What happened? Well, I watched Bloodsport so many times that I didn't have time for any actual culture. I was obsessed with Jean-Claude Van Damme as a youngin.
JCVD.
Yeah. This movie came out the year I was born. And so it was always on like TNT or USA. I would rent it frequently from Movie Warehouse. And not just this movie. I mean, Lionheart, The Quest, Double Team, Double Impact, Time Cop.
Street Fighter.
100%. You jest, but 100%. Yeah. The original Mortal Kombat. Like all that shit was my jam. I had very bad taste.
Was he in the original Mortal Kombat?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just when you said Street Fighter, I was like, also, we got to throw in the Mortal Kombat. Remember when techno was cool? I do.
Was.
I'm talking about real techno, like pre-dubstep.
Techno never died, baby.
House music. Yeah, I loved this movie. My dad is very special to me, this movie. My dad was really into martial arts. He was a boxer and a kickboxer, but he would watch this with me, and he was always fascinated by like Muay Thai and all the different styles that are shown here.
Was he into Ducks, Ryu, Ninjutsu?
See, I didn't even know until after, as many times as I've seen it, I was a dumb kid. Maybe didn't read, I don't know. But I don't remember knowing that Frank Dukes was a real person. reading all this stuff at the end.
Well, I'm sure he was a real person, but none of the shit he claims happened ever happened. So
the Kumite didn't happen like this at all, but he does hold a lot of world records and stuff, like fastest knockout, quickest kick to knockout. All that stuff is real.
He wasn't in the CIA though.
According to the, I didn't even know that he claimed that he was.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure we'll get into it.
He's one of those dudes.
But yeah, it was just, my dad was really into fighting, and so we kind of bonded a lot watching movies like this. And, you know, he would teach me how to box and stuff, and it was really special to him. So I think for that reason, but also, I was obsessed with Jean-Claude Van Damme. But I'm interested to know what it's like in your 30s watching this movie for the first time in 2023. Because it's campy. So
this movie was wild. Oh my gosh. I did not text you this, but I was telling a bunch of people. I went to a Halloween party immediately after I watched this. Okay.
Okay. And so you were hyped.
I was hyped. I was telling everybody, like, Bloodsport, no joke, guys. The first, I don't know, third of Bloodsport, maybe the funniest fucking movie, like unintentionally funny. You know how, like, we talk a lot about sometimes when we watch these movies, and maybe they, like, you talked about Velocipastor a couple weeks ago, and you're saying, like, you watch it by yourself and it's a purposely bad movie. And because of that, when you're by yourself watching a purposely bad movie, sometimes it's not fun because it's just like, well, this is a bad movie. It's not fun. Like, you need people around you to kind of poke fun at it, to be interactive, right?
Sure.
This movie is not purposely bad. I wouldn't even say it's bad. It's it's bad, but in a charming way. And I was by myself cackling the first third of this movie, like literally everything that happened. I was dying. I thought it was so funny. The ADR in this movie is so hilariously awful, but in the way where it's like, okay, you made a particular choice to do this, and this is hilarious that you did that. Well,
it kind of comes off like a dubbed kung fu movie.
It does.
So it doesn't even like bother you because you're kind of used to that with the genre.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And like I said, everything about this movie is, if you stop and think about, well, if this means this, then by thinking about it further, that means this is also true of the world. That just makes it even funnier. Like, the whole like CIA trying to get him, and then they're like, hey, well, let's just hang out at the front row and enjoy the last fight. Shit like that. Yeah. That is so fucking funny. And, you know, it's got JCVD, beginning of the career. He's looking great.
Glad he's on our side.
Yeah, I wish I was on his backside. You know what I'm saying? You could flip a penis off that ass. You know what I'm saying?
You could bounce a dick off
that ass. Yeah, that beautiful cheeks.
I don't think that's the saying.
And, he's you know, JCVD, I have a soft spot in my heart for him because he's, you know, he's in all these action movies. You know, he's very earnest. Is he the best actor? Maybe not, but he's also not.
He's not bad.
He's not.
I don't think he's offensively bad either.
No, he's also not working in his native language. So there's going to be some stiltedness.
It's the muscles from Brussels.
Yeah, the muscles from Brussels, baby. I wonder, do you think Enda knows JCVD?
Like, has met him? Is friends with him? I think she's cool enough.
Like, every Belgian knows JCVD.
It's not a huge place, is it?
I don't think so.
You think he's just there, like, whipping up some chocolate or whatever they do over there?
Yeah.
From one of their little hobbit holes? Man, that's how they live, right?
He's, like, whipping up some chocolate. Someone's like, hey, let's make a deal. And he's like, what kind of a deal? But no, I had a lot of fun. This movie surprised me in a way where, okay, so it's a movie called Bloodsport.
Sure.
And I've never seen it, but I've seen certain, you know, screenshots of it. The most iconic screenshot I've seen heading into this movie was just the shot of JCVD, nose bloody, just yelling.
Yeah. Or him doing the splits on the chairs.
Yeah. Yeah. So going in, for whatever reason, I thought this movie was going to be like way more like gory, not violent. Sure. Cause I mean, it's a fighting tournament, so it's still pretty violent, but like, I just had this idea like, oh man, there's going to be so much blood in this movie. It's a blood sport.
Yeah. It is a blood sport.
And it's really not, it's not as bloody. In fact, I kind of laughed when like, there's this fight early on in the Kumite where this guy gets punched and he's got a little bloody nose. And then Ray Jackson's like, hey kid, see that? That's why they call it blood sport. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, that's not that impressive.
It is blood. It's not wrong.
I mean, sure. I mean, I feel like that type of injury happens in most sports.
I love when Jackson says, I love anything full contact. Do you? Giggity.
What's Ray Jackson doing in this movie?
I love it so much.
We'll get into it later, but that's a guy that I'm like, he cracks me up.
Isn't he in Street Fighter as well? He plays the guy with the mohawk. I'm pissing
does
off.
Does he?
I thought he did. I can't find him on IMDb and Street Fighter, but I'm like, there's no way he's not. What's his face? But Ray Jackson was all over the place.
He's Ogre in Revenge of the Nerds, which, yeah,
yes,
I remember that.
He is. That's true. He was also in X-Files and Pacific Blue. What a show.
Did you lose your shit the way I did when Forrest Whitaker popped up randomly?
Yes, because I at the time that I'm obsessed with this movie, I don't know who Forrest Whitaker is, right?
Like when you're younger, you're not correct. Aware of the powerhouse that is Forrest Whitaker.
Correct. And so now watching this, I haven't seen this movie since my teens, maybe. So I'm watching it. I'm like, whoa, fuck, that's Forrest Whitaker. That's hilarious. But I've seen this movie so many times as a kid. But even though it's been so long, as the movie's playing, I'm just awash in nostalgia. Like I can see exactly what the next scene's going to be all of a sudden. It's like a song you haven't heard in 20 years, mm-hmm. but all of a sudden you know all the words.
It's coming back to you.
It was just like that. It was the most surreal experience. And so fun. I watched this at like 9 a.m. the other day and I woke up early. My dog woke me up and Dobby had to shit. So he was being an asshole. And so I went to bed at 2 or 3 and woke up at 8 and then just got all grumpy and turned on Bloodsport. Like might as well knock this out. And then woke me up, had a great time.
Had a great time. Yeah. I don't know if I actually answered your question, Chris. Like this is a wild experience seeing it in my 30s for the first time. But it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It like wasn't said, so bad. You were like, this is fucking bullshit.
I mean, it's bad, but it's like very charming because everyone's super earnest and, you know, they made a movie and even the worst things about it are like charming and funny at the same time. Like
the child actor that looks nothing like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay. We got to talk about this child actor. Okay. I have many thoughts about this. Let's just fucking get into this. So there's this like, he goes to visit his mentor, Tanaka, and who's like dying or something.
Yeah, Senzo Tadaka, I thought, right?
It just says Tanaka on IMDb.
Yeah, Senzo's his first name.
Okay. And so he has this flat, he looks at like the samurai sword and he's having a flashback of how they met and like it was.
Oh, it's a long zoned out flashback.
It's the first act of the movie is this flashback and they just keep cutting to JCVD in the presence of staring. But like it's young JCVD and two other kids. These two other kids, you know, they're really bad child actors. Like, let's break into this place. Come on, loser. If you're not a real friend, if you don't do it with us.
Yeah.
And then
what are you, chicken?
Marty McFly and young Jean-Claude Van Damme. I don't know what he comes shambling into the scene. Looks like he just woke up. And they're like, you're on, kid. And doesn't know what he doesn't know he's in a movie. For some reason, they deck him out in all sports gear.
Yeah, he's got like a flat bill. It's so not a young Jean-Claude Van Damme.
He sticks out like a sore thumb. And like I kind of mentioned before, he has the worst dubbing. Like when this kid opened his mouth, I was let's listen to it.
Oh no.
You cannot get katana sword by stealing. It is a very special sword. You must earn it.
I wasn't going to steal it.
I wasn't going to steal it. And then you get this one.
You're not going to call the cops?
What? Not if we make a deal.
What kind of a deal?
What is that?
I don't think he's, you know, he's got to be French-Canadian to like Frank Dukes.
I can't tell if they just had JCVD do that kid's ADR and they pitch shifted him or if they got a kid and they're like, hey, just do this accent as
best
you can.
We'll give you $20, kid.
But also like his mouth doesn't match the lip syncing. So it's even funnier.
There's a lot of technical things that are actually kind of bad about this movie. It's not just low budget. It's not campy. It's like, I'm sure you noticed, but some of the reverse shots they're bad. They're badly done. The editing's wrong.
Yeah.
The editing's terrible in this movie. That's the biggest problem with it. Like it fucks up a lot of the tension mm-hmm. is lost in these fights because the editing's so bad. The pacing of it's off. The fight choreography itself is pretty terrible a lot of the time, but mm-hmm. it could be made better by a good editor.
It's like a movie where they're like, oh, Kumite, it's all about full contact. And then you watch these action scenes, they're like, they're not even close to touching each other.
Sure. But and then it's like, even when the CIA, Forrest Whitaker and his asshole buddy that always cuts him off and it's never explained, show up to the house and they talk to Mrs. Tanaka, there's like a back and forth there. So it'll, it'll show her face. It's just like an insert shot of her face after someone's talking, and she's got this goofy smile, and then it cuts back to Forrest Whitaker. You know what I mean? Like, it's edited wrong. Like, you did the reverse shot wrong. Like, you're supposed to cut there while he's still talking and then cut back before he finishes. You know what I mean? Like, there's these little editing things that it's like, who did this? A 19-year-old kid?
Well, like,
did the kid who played Jean-Claude Van Damme's younger self edit this movie?
Oh, it's worse, man. Like, if you go on the IMDb trivia page, it says Jean-Claude Van Damme helped finish editing this movie. And I'm like,
no, it does not.
Okay, that's not a good thing.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, let me pull it up.
Like, that's what happened.
Keep vamping. Yeah, it's like something happened in the edit and JCVD himself was like, let me get in there. I'm the Final Cut Pro.
He just flexed on it. If I squeeze it hard enough.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? Like, imagine my editing set up over here, but like JCVD is like doing the splits over two chairs.
Yeah.
Like,
typing.
Dude, I'm going to do a J cut.
Hold the film out. That will kick it. A J cut. That's crazy because that is the biggest problem.
Jean-Claude Van Damme helped edit the film so it could be released.
You can tell. Mm-hmm. But it's still a classic.
I think we should cut to that shot of me looking at the sword one more time.
Zoom in on my crotch. I think before we get to this flashback, it starts off with this goofy montage, and then we meet Ray Jackson, professes that he loves anything full contact. And then we find
out.
Hey,
man, can't you die in the Kumite? Not unless you fuck up.
Yeah, if you're a pussy. And then we meet the captain, Captain Frank Dukes, in the military. And this guy comes to get him.
Oh, my God.
He's training. And he's like, the colonel found out you're going to Hong Kong. And I need to go see him right now. And Frank's like, I'll have to go shower. And he's like, well, I have to wait while you shower. And I'm like, is this the beginning of a gay porno? This is awesome. Let's go. And so he goes to take a shower. And then he like peeks in on him. He's like, wait, where'd you go?
I love this shot because the whole time, so that guy that's trying to get him to meet the general is a very bad actor. He's like, I'm here to take you to the general. Well, I'll have to wait for you. And then when he sees that JCVD,
do you want me to wash your back?
But when he sees that JCVD has left, he goes from, I'm here to take you to the general. He goes, shit.
He goes running across town to go tell him that. And the general's terrible too.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
But in the best way.
Oh, fuck. I was, again, laughing my ass off this whole time. And the funny thing is like, he's in the military, but like, he's always by himself. So you don't really know exactly what he's
doing.
He's like,
their secret weapon is the way the movie, and that's why they can't let him go.
But they don't ever really follow up on why he's their secret weapon or why they're trying to protect him.
No, there's just one throwaway line after the Kumite. One of the CIA agents says, we're lucky he's on our side. And so that it's implied he's like an operative. They drop in, handle shit, and they can't let their asset endanger his life in this tournament. I assume it's like what
Uncle Sam's invested a lot of money in you, son.
50,000 volts. And I love when the little kid in the flashback, Shingo, comes in and just whoops his ass immediately. He's like, son, stop. But then,
oh my God, the son thing cracks me up so much.
Oh, the fact that he just beats his ass?
Well, he beats his ass, but then like the flashback continues because it never actually ends.
It's a whole, the whole act of the movie, like
but
you said.
There's this thing where the son, Mr. Tanaka's actual like son, is getting beat up at school.
Why? He beat up the other kids. So why is
he mopped the floor with JCVD?
Why is Frank got to help him?
And these other kids are beating him up. Frank steps in and helps him. And then the kid just gets up, you know, wipes his nose like kids do when they just get out of a fight.
He's one day I'll win the Kumite.
One day I'm going to win the Kumite and make my father proud. What? and then it like hard cuts to like that kid's now dead.
Yes.
And adult JCVD is like.
With different hair.
Yeah, he's got a flat top now. Yeah. He's like, why don't you train me instead of your son? And he's like, no, I'm not training anybody.
Like, why are you an adult now? When you still haven't been trained, like no time has passed. You are just adult JCVD now.
But
before that, we got to talk about, because of your Dr. Brenner fascination. Mm. What about Shidoshi, which I think is just like train master. It's a title. Shidoshi Tanaka goes to tell Frank's parents, right?
I was just about to bring that up. Yeah.
That he wants to train him and stuff. And his speech is like, look, man, we both grow children. I would like to make them fight.
you teach your child about, what was it, like agricultural science? Yeah. I teach children about martial science. What is that?
And he's like, look, you grow food. We both grow children. Let's make them fight. That's all I'm saying.
It's a good plan. It's a pretty good deal. I mean, your boy's obviously a wuss. His son's got some gumption. Mm-hmm. Maybe you put the two of them together and pay-per-view buy and sell themselves.
That's right. We'll hop in the Nina and just watch it go down.
Ooh, I love this movie. At least I love the first 15 minutes of this movie. When they're grown men, I lose interest.
Yeah, that's boring.
Boo.
That's funny.
Can the Kumite have children?
There's no rules.
There's just a bunch of kids in the crowd going, Kumite, Kumite, Kumite.
the telepathic Kumite.
Oh my gosh.
See,
no press.
Shingo just died. I thought in my memory that he died in the Kumite. I guess he didn't. I think he just died. We don't know how he died. He's dead.
He's
cancer.
He just died. And like apparently
diabetes.
JCVD, Frank Dukes, was just going to be this kid's like whipping boy for like to further his education in the martial science, as
correct.
It were. And JCVD like convinces him like, hey, I want to honor you.
It's a type of martial art that he passed down from father to son for 2,000 years.
Yeah.
But none of their sons have ever died randomly before. And now it's happened. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
And he lost his whole family before that too. So
yeah, he had a really sad story about like
this is his second family and it's gone again.
Yeah, his first family died in Hiroshima.
Yeah.
Or Nagasaki, one of the atomic bombs.
It was Hiroshima.
And then he just started anew in America and like now his family's dead again. Like this
bummer.
Poor fucking guy.
Now he has to teach 34-year-old kid Jean-Claude Van Damme. That's my note.
The first thing I would teach you in training. Get rid of that haircut. a young child's comb over will look better than that flat top. And he rocked that young child's comb over. But so the training that he commences,
it's just flexibility mostly.
Yeah, it's mostly just flexibility. He like has him drawn and quartered across like trees.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the training is him stretching and then he just like hits him randomly in the chest like. Ah!
Well, and also it's like it comes back later that he teaches him how to fight blind.
Yeah, so I love the way they represent that where Jean-Claude Van Damme's blindfolded and he's serving them tea.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert in martial science, mm-hmm. Kit.
You're not.
I think I could have done the tea thing.
You think so?
I think I could have done the tea thing.
Pour it and everything?
Yeah.
We didn't see. Maybe he had to boil it, prepare it.
That's true.
Find it in the cabinets.
You're true. That would be harder, but the fact of like, let me walk this tray over to the table
and
that you're
slow
sitting
as
at,
he's going to. It's like, yeah.
It's so funny because, he's going real slow and the Tanakas are like looking at you like,
My mom's so happy.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I do miss my son, but you're nailing this.
He's way better than our kid.
And then we cut to Hong Kong. Jackson is borderline assaulting a young woman on the bus, but it's so funny because it's the 80s.
Oh, my God. I thought they were setting him up to be the villain of the movie.
Because of that? No. Well, he's the likable bro, always drinking a beer.
Yeah, the first time you see him, he's like, not unless you fuck up. And then the second time, he's assaulting a woman on the bus. And JCVD is like, you want to play video games?
I love video games.
Hey, kid. Hey, pussy. You know how to play games? And they're playing like super karate on like
I've never seen that. This is like pre-Mortal Kombat game. Yeah.
I think that game's called Super Karate. Let me check it out.
And we meet a reporter who's trying to get the scoop on the secret Kumite out of nowhere. Son of another reporter. And Frank whoops Ray's ass in the video game.
I love the way they edit the game. It's just like they show their hands like kind of vaguely twisting.
A long shot of the hands.
They're like twisting the knobs and pressing the button and then they cut to the screen and the character's just standing still and like a kick happens.
Yeah.
Damn, you're pretty good.
That was a good sequence to press that kick button, you know?
Aren't you a little young to be in the Kumite?
And then my neck.
Aren't you a little old to play video games?
I got offended. I was watching that on my PS5. Like, what? My next note is Forrest fucking Whitaker. I'm so hyped. All caps.
Oh my God.
And then we get one of the most famous lines in the movie when you meet Lin. Lin's hilarious. When he takes the guy who's like their handler that takes him around Hong Kong.
Oh, the guy's name's Lin?
Yeah.
I thought it was Victor.
I wrote Lin. I think his name's Lin. I could be wrong. And he takes him to the secret guys down the alley and we get the, okay, USA. And then Jackson's like, okay, USA. That's a memorable line. And then we get, for no reason, they have bricks stacked in there and they don't believe him that he knows how to fight. So he's like, wait, you do, you're from Shidoshi Tanaka's, the Tanaka clan? So you know the Dim Mak then, right?
Yeah, the thing they totally set up in that 20-minute long flashback.
Yeah, that they didn't at all.
No, they did not at all.
And why do they have bricks sitting there? Does everybody have to do that?
Yeah, like how, like Ray Jackson can't do that shit.
He tries later. He breaks it with his head. He's got a hard head.
I do like his, he punches, he's like, which one do you want me to do? The bottom one? Cool. And then he breaks the top brick and goes like, see, bottom one, not a scratch
not
on
a
it.
Not a scratch
like,
on it.
It's like, good
he's
recovery. Fun.
He's legitimately charismatic. He yeah. really is. He's a yeah. good, he's a good character. But, he, you know, they do the death touch, which is similar to the cheese touch, where you have to break the bottom brick without hurting any of the ones on top. And Van Damme is able to do that.
Pretty cool shot, too, because it's like got that force perspective where it's looking up at Van Damme and he punches it and then the bottom brick just fucking explodes.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
And then we're introduced to Chong Li, who is like legitimately sinister, I think. That guy, it was in all kinds of late 80s action movies. I am a fan of his work.
Bolo Young?
Yes, he's very scary. And
so many titty pops.
And yeah, he's does. Doing all the he titty bounces popping. Them pecs, buddy.
Like literally every shot, that's he can't move. Wait to pop them around.
That's why I did all this work.
Bingo, bingo, bongo.
He's a bad motherfucker, but he looks at Jean-Claude and he's like, Frank, brick not hit back. Just letting you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, damn.
Impressive, but yeah.
I snort bricks. We're talking kilos.
You want to see these bricks? And he points to his abs.
Yeah. Frank's like, what? Kinda.
Dude's built like a tank.
He is.
So such broad shoulders. I'm going to be in my bunk. Hold on.
And then we get the whole scene where Frank rescues the reporter from Hossein. He does the coin trick. Where he not only steals the coin so fast, but replaces it with another coin. Boom! He's lightning fast.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to make a bet for the girl. How about that? We can't fight ever. We'll get kicked out of the Kumite. A bitch ain't worth that. Yeah. That's the whole intro scene. She's like, what? He's like, shh.
Hossein's one of those characters, too, that has really bad dubbing. It's so funny.
So like, bad.
Looks like you lose, American.
I assume he doesn't speak English. I'm not sure, but like that's the way I took some of the dubs. But then
oh,
you're
yeah, I
right.
Feel like,
that
I feel like most people in this movie, except for like Ray Jackson, English isn't their native language.
Right.
Yeah. Because so it's filmed mostly in Hong Kong, right?
Is that, yes.
Yeah.
And then Jackson comes in to get him for the tournament and sees him doing the splits. And that hurts me just looking at it.
You okay, same, man? Same, buddy.
You might want to have kids one day, man.
That's a good line.
Like, he's not an athlete at all. He's just always drinking beer.
He's drinking beer. He's like showed
a,
up
he's
in
a
his,
brawler.
Like, he showed up in his Def Leppard Harley Davidson shirts. And
yeah, he's just a brawler.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
But
every time they show him fighting, it's just like just a dude you see at a bar just throwing haymakers. But I don't know how he got invited.
The tournament's real. The Kumite is real. It's not like this, but it does exist. And it takes place in the movie every 5 years. It's full contact. There's three ways to win. You knock them out. You throw them off the runway. Or somebody shouts mate, which is basically uncle. It's uncle. Like giving up, yeah. Right? And then we get the whole movie from here on out is mostly just montages of the rounds of the tournament, which I'm going to say something controversial, Steve.
Oh, okay. I like this.
They don't make them like this anymore. I appreciate it.
How simple the story structure is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Show the fucking tournament.
Yeah.
Every fucking round of it. You make a Mortal Kombat movie and you don't even make it about the tournament. I'm going to be pissed.
Right.
which is what they did
last time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, this is what people want to see.
I like a tournament.
I know it seems boring, but it's not. We like the progression of the fighters and like it's fun.
It's a great narrative device. You can tell such great storytelling with like physical tournaments like that. I mean, they do it in wrestling all the time. That's why like King of the Ring is so fun to watch, sure, like in WWE. But like it allows a lot of like actors that probably have never really gone on to do much of anything else to really stand out. Like all the fighters is the like that Russian boxer guy. They're like, ooh, that guy looks mean. Or the, I don't know what you call that fighting style. The guy that's like rolling around on all fours.
Yeah,
jumping
that's
kind
of crazy. Yeah.
Then there's the big giant baby that he fights at one point. like all these people.
And I
like,
love that Frank beats him by just kicking him in the fucking nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Punching his balls.
So he does the splits, hits him in the nuts.
Yeah,
and then
treats his testicles like a speed bag.
Yeah. Great line. And yeah, so his character, Frank Dux in Bloodsport, is the direct inspiration for Johnny Cage from Mortal Kombat. In fact, Johnny Cage does
really?
The splits. That's one of Johnny Cage's longest moves. He does the splits and hits him in the nuts.
That's where they got that?
Yeah, that's why they did it. And then in the most recent Mortal Kombat game, Mortal Kombat 1 that came out last month, they actually got Jean-Claude Van Damme to voice a skin of Johnny Cage. And it's the skin is the Bloodsport.
Nice.
And I actually, if you think I didn't put some of JCVD's lines on this board...
I don't know you at all.
You don't know me at all. You want to hear some?
Yeah.
Here we go.
You are fortunate Liu Kang intervened.
Whoa. I think all that cold has frozen your brain.
So that's JCVD against Sub-Zero. And if you're wondering... All that cold has frozen your brain.
That's him as Santa Claus.
And if you want to hear what JCVD sounds like when he fights himself, here you go.
Two Johnnies, one timeline. Now, that's a double team.
Now that's
referencing his movie.
Yep.
Deep cut.
Yeah.
Only people like me would appreciate that.
But as someone who's a huge Mortal Kombat fan,
yeah,
I think at some point someone told me that JCVD in Bloodsport was the inspiration for that character, but I honestly forgot. So watching the movie and he does the splits and does the punch, he did the Johnny Cage. Wait
a second. This is 5 years before that game came out.
Yeah.
Fucking classic, man. Yeah.
This episode was brought to you by BetterHelp. Sometimes in life, you know what's good for you, but your brain gets in the way and you just can't quite pull it off. Like when you're trying to fall asleep at night, you know, you got to get up at 7 a.m. You got to work. You want to go to the gym before work. But at 3 a.m., you're just thinking about hippopotamuses. Hippopotami. I don't know how to pluralize it. It doesn't matter. You get the idea. So sometimes your brain's getting in its own way. You know what you should do, what's good for you, but you just can't do it. Therapy helps you figure out what's holding you back so you can work for yourself instead of against yourself. You can help find the blocks in your life that are getting in your way. And BetterHelp can get you there. It can match you up with a licensed therapist to help meet your needs. If you don't like your therapist, you can switch free of charge at any time. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/streamingthings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/streamingthings.
Gobble, gobble, stream fiends. It is the month of November, and thus comes Thanksgiving if you celebrate it here in the States. But it's a month where we want to take a step back and just really appreciate and be thankful for everything that we have here at Streaming Things. One of the many things that we are thankful for are our patrons at all tiers, but especially our super patrons, which we shout out each and every month here on the podcast. Let's get to it. We are thankful for you, Sydney B, Becky the Farmer, Kaylee Sampson, Stanton Valentino, Anthony Corona, Infamous, Brenstradamus, it's a great name, Sunshine, Huckleberry Cauliflower, Optimus, Mike from New Hampshire, Brett X, Emily Scarano, Lil Tickler, Svento7, Jace Gramo, AK, Ashley Ray, Adam Busby, Wendy O'Loughlin, Jason Hawkins, Big But Horny got an upgrade, Conrad, Rabid Dog in a Barbie Car, Jose Ruben Cruz Rodriguez, Charlie Friday, Alexis Adler, Emmy, Joe Velez, Valerie, John Collins, Amanda King, Trisha Bueller, Sun Love Mortal, Suzanne Rode, Lauren Waller, Jadinklage Morgoon, Jen Robinson, Kalisha Reeves, Aaron Armstrong, Kevin Strother, Jeanette Murphy, Ashley Powers, Stephen V, Casey McCain, and Enza. And with that, let's get back to the show. Gobble, gobble.
From here on out, it's mostly montages of the fight. You know, Ducks, Dukes. That's what the guy calls him at first. No, no, it's Dukes. Dukes breaks the world record.
Put up your Dukes.
Dukes breaks the world record in his first fight, which breaks Chong Li's record, mm-hmm. which pisses him off, right? We also get that comedic blood cleaning guy who's like stealing the teeth and stuff throughout.
Yeah, yeah. One of my favorite things.
What about that song, the Kumite 80s track song? Did you?
Yes! Kumite, Kumite, Kumite.
Yeah, I'm just going to let this play a little bit. It's so good.
It makes me feel like I'm playing Contra or something. I love it.
It does have that like little Contra beat to it. Yeah.
You're playing a side scroller.
Kumite, Kumite, Kumite.
But then why does it sound like that too?
Is it Brian Adams?
Probably. Canada apologized for him, I thought.
Yeah, they definitely did. But there's this part. So, okay, let me share with you my sort of like journey with this movie, yes. specifically with Chong Li, right? So you see Chong Li, he's kind of in the background. He looks like, oh, that guy's going to be like a pretty big tournament dude. He has the like Bricks Don't Fight Back. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, he's going to be like the real big challenge. Maybe they'll like learn to respect each other by the end of the movie because they're both so good.
Never
at
had this
art.
Movie's numbers, what you're telling me.
Never did. And so up to this point in the movie, I just thought like, oh, okay, that's the guy to beat, right? Because everyone's like, oh, that's Chong Li. He's really fucking good. And then Ray Jackson has his first fight. He beats up some dude. He's like, yeah, yeah. And then he walks over and points at Chong Li and crowds like, I'm going to fucking kill you. <I know. laughs> And Chong Li's like, what the fuck? So in my mind, I was kind of like, whoa, Ray Jackson coming in real hot on this Chong Li guy.
Yeah.
And then after that, Chong Li, every single fight he has, I thought, because there's that line where he's like, yeah, he's so good. He like actually killed someone last year. Like, oh, and he's popping them titties left and right. Like, he's a big deal. The way they film his fights, I thought Chong Li was killing everybody. Because the way he would end fights, he would like do the neck snapping motion on dudes.
He kills one person.
He would like take the palm up into someone's nose, which will kill you. Like, and he's like screaming. But then, so in my mind, I'm like, dude, Chong Li's fucking murdering people right and left. But then at the end, towards the end, he actually does kill somebody.
And everybody's shocked.
And everyone's like, oh.
They turn their backs on him. He's dishonored.
They bow at the statue and he's like, pugh, and he like, oh. Yeah. And in my mind, I'm like, wait, has he not been killing people this whole goddamn time? Mm. What?
I think the whole point of those early things is like he's hitting them after they've already lost.
Yeah.
While they're unconscious. And that's like the tension of it. Like that's the scary part of it. It's like, oh man, he doesn't hold back. Right.
Yeah.
Honestly, this just occurred. People ask me all the time, like if I'm live on a platform or something, one of the most common questions I get is what movie would I love to be remade? And I never know what to say. I always say ultimately nothing because I don't care for remakes for the most part. They need to remake Bloodsport.
Oh, really?
With a high budget. Because like there's so many moments of this movie that suck balls that should be. I love this movie, but like it's bad, right?
Yeah.
Like the whole part where Jackson gets defeated by Chong Li. That should be like that's supposed to be the dark night of the soul. My best friend just, first off, why are you best friends? You've known him 3 days. Like when he sees him in the hospital, he's like,
they love each other so much.
I know. He's like, I love you, man. And then Jackson says, me too. That's not the response if you speak English to that sentence, first off. And why do you love each other? They kiss and everything. But anyway.
Remember that time yesterday when we played video games in the lobby of the hotel?
Remember when you were my wingman on the bus when we first met? And I made her smell my feet and she didn't like it.
And you yelled at me for it.
So, but they're like, it's supposed to be the dark night of the soul, but like not only is the editing wrong, like the writing sucks. Like Jackson beats the fuck out of Chong Li immediately.
He could have beaten him.
And then just starts.
I killed him.
How dumb is he?
I called my shot yesterday, guys, and I killed him.
This is a sporting event. The referee has not called it. You are supposedly an expert at this.
Chong Li's literally laying on the ground laughing.
No, he's just kneeling, looking at you, smiling.
Like,
and you're
fucking idiot.
What? And you're on like a gymnasium mat, not far away, going, I did it. It's so bad. It could be played well where like they have an actual.
And JCVD's trying to run down there. Victor's like, no, don't interfere.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this movie should be remade, directed by. This is fucking. Are you recording this?
Yeah.
What? I know. Because this is landmark stuff. Directed by and starring Michael B. Jordan.
Dude, okay.
Write that down.
All right.
I'm going to email every producer I know.
What kind of a deal?
Have you seen Creed 3?
No, haven't.
It's fucking great. And he directed it. He's got like an anime style to his fights, the way he directs them. And I think he'd be a great person to star in this movie. Dude, make it happen.
I was actually, I had the opposite reaction to you when watching this. I was like, man, I hope they never remake this movie because if they remade it, my worry would be they would take it so seriously.
It's going to be dead serious.
It would be dead serious, meaning it would not be nearly as fun as just the hilarity that this movie is.
There's a good story here. We get a good tournament movie that they're afraid to make. We show 13 or 14 of the fights in this movie. Lengthy with good choreography. It'd be so fun.
Well, as long as they got the anime style to the fight, because that could be funny. Like I need more like big characters, like even the minor characters that we talked about before, like the Russian guy that's doing boxing shit. Like I want to see their characterization come out in the fights.
All that, all the goofy stuff.
The big baby who's like, I can't get the small runny guy.
I'm trying to catch him.
Oh no, I got a kid in the bar.
I break his spine.
Yay!
Very nice. I don't know why I started just acknowledging I went full Borat there.
Very nice. Can I tell you, there was one thing plot-wise I thought was going to come back at any minute, but it never does.
Is it when the guy gets tackled by Jackson and he tells him, you better not move again or you're going to be shitting sparks?
Kind of related.
That never came back. He never shat sparks.
Well, you kind of alluded to it earlier. So we got Forrest Whitaker, who plays Rollins, and his superior, I guess, named Helmer.
Yeah.
Played by Norman Burton. And you kind of alluded to this before. We're like, Forrest Whitaker is this sort of young, up and coming. Like, he's got good things to say, but it seems like every time he tries to say something, his elder partner cuts him off and does the opposite and is very ineffective.
Yeah.
I thought there was going to be this like buildup to where like Forrest Whitaker's character is like, no, man, I got it. Cuts him off. And then like he becomes like, I'm joining Jean-Claude Van Damme. I'm going to help him out.
Yeah.
But they don't. They just like they try to find him for the whole movie. They never can. There's this.
He beats up some Hong Kong police.
Yeah.
And gets them tased. And the guy's about to shoot him. And he's like, hold on. All right, you win, Frank. And it's
yeah.
They
fall in a river at one point chasing him.
Yeah.
And then after all of that, they're like, wait, he's going to be at Kumite? Can we get tickets? Can we get front row tickets and cheer our boy on?
Wait.
Well, hold on. I didn't know we could go to the Kumite.
That sounds like a gas.
And another thing, and this is another thing I love about this movie. So the whole movie, there's the Kumite. It's this like hyped up tournament of fighters, you know, honorable warriors that want to
all over the
show
world.
Who is the best at their craft, who's the best fighter. It's like vaulted. It's almost religious in the way that Frank Dux talks about it. And the love interest of the movie, Janice, played by Leah Aries, is a reporter, and she wants to like crack the code. She wants to know the story, like what really is Kumite?
Kumite scoop.
Why is it so secretive? And everyone's like, no cops, no press, no one get in here. Yeah. And it's so secret. Like there's even this funny sort of interaction with the two of them where she's like, hey man, why can't you just get me into the Kumite? He's like, I don't know if I can. I don't see a world where I get you in there, girl. I'm sorry. It's like, well, you want to fuck? He's like, okay. And they do it.
Yeah.
And you know, let them fuck. But.
And then hold on.
Every time you, go ahead.
They fuck and he wakes up wearing her panties. Unexplained.
He looks better in them.
He does look great in them.
You heard our comments about his ass.
He just casually walks by wearing her panties. I know that underwear looked like that back then. Yeah. I just thought it was funny. I was like, damn.
You don't see a man wearing those anymore very often.
No, this is pre-briefs.
Yeah. So there's this whole like, no one can get into the Kumite. It's super hush-hush, right?
Right.
You get into the Kumite, fucking everyone's there. There are people taking bets.
Mrs. Tanaka's in there.
She's in there. I'm pretty sure the Grimace was there. Like, were we keeping this a secret from those people? Like, oh man, you want to go to Kumite? I got $1 million on Ray Jackson.
That's right.
He said he was going to fucking kill Chong Li in the opening day.
He told him he's going to fucking kill him. I believe him. Yeah. It's pretty easy to get into if you're a cop or a reporter, apparently.
Yeah, and then they just end up in there.
Yeah.
Like, she ends up getting in there by pretending to be that one businessman's date.
It's, like, illegal, but nobody cares.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I mean?
Biggest open secret in Hong Kong. Like, yeah. Even the chief of the Hong Kong police, they're like,
it's like weed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, hey, Frank's going to be in Kumite. And the sheriff, like, stop, or the sheriff.
He's the sheriff of Hong Kong.
The chief stops. And he just, like, dramatically turns and goes, Kumite. Come with me.
I know where that is. I go every year. My family loves it. And then
I got box seats.
Things wrap up pretty quick. And what's funny about this too is like Frank Dukes is not actually challenged by any of these fighters. No. Even Chong Li, he beats easily. It's just Chong Li cheats and blinds him, or it would have been over super quickly. None of these people were going to be a problem for him. That's how his Tanaka Ryu is so strong. Mm-hmm. It's undefeatable. It's unimpeachable. Which, by the way, he gets a katana. I know you're about to say something, but I never noticed this as a kid. He gets a katana as the trophy, right?
Yeah. He earned it.
Is that how Tanaka got his katana, was winning the Kumite, right?
Oh, probably. I didn't think about that. That's the, I like it.
Yeah. That's the one he was going to steal, or wasn't going to steal, but was playing with.
Yeah. He's like, you have to earn that katana sword.
I'm pretty
sure
Tanaka won the Kumite and got that sword. And that's why it was in the family.
And that's why Shingo was so like, I'm going to make my dad proud. Every time
I
get bullied,
I think about how I'm going to win the Kumite one day.
And then run my sword through all those bullies.
That's right. I'm going to kill them all. Oh, by the way, the hospital scene with Ray Jackson.
Which one?
When he's in the hospital.
Oh, when he first gets there?
You don't even know if he's alive yet. And the doctor's just touching his chest repeatedly with the stethoscope a couple of inches apart. That's his doctoring. Hey, get out of here. If you're going to be arguing, I'm touching his nipple with the stethoscope. It's important.
I don't know where to look for the heartbeat. It's in the chest, right?
I think he might be dead. Guys, I can't hear anything.
I don't know how to do a medicine. Guys, can someone help me? I don't know how to do a medicine.
I loved it so much.
And again, oh, this goes back to my thing. I thought Chong Li was killing all of his opponents. So when he like curb stomped Ray Jackson, I was almost like, oh man, that's a bummer. Ray Jackson, his buddy got killed.
I know. It makes perfect sense for him to be dead at that emotional beat of the movie, but he's fine.
He's just got a little bump on his noggin.
He lost.
He's got a little bump on the noggin.
He's got a boopy head in a full contact sport.
But I do love when Chong Li beats him. He takes his Harley Davidson headband and he almost reenacts killing him, where he holds it up, kind of holds it up to Frank Dukes. He's being held back by Victor. And he goes,
yeah,
like as if
I got
to like
it. I squeeze
break
his
neck again.
And then he wears it on his thigh. Like, I got your boyfriend's clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I made him come so quick. Oh, I'm so mad. Only I do that. Was it that long?
Yeah, it was that long.
Oh man.
It was a good coming.
That's great. That's great. And then he's just doing the splits on the skyscraper later at one point.
Hey,
how'd he get up there? Like with the sheriff of Hong Kong. It's like, hey.
Did you see the roof of the building?
I told you to quit making trouble. You can't do that up there. I see the balls.
You want to start shitting sparks?
And that's it. That's the whole movie.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
I was really, so there's the final fight between Chong Li and JCVD.
Sure.
They built up this whole thing before the fight happens or like in the middle of it. I was like, why did Chong Li put some Tums in his crotch?
He gets heartburn when he's nervous, first off.
And then he pulls it up and it's some sort of powder to blind Frank Dukes with. Crotch powder.
It's actually jock itch, antifungal.
Ooh, get that in the eye?
Ah. I mean,
now I understand why Frank cried as hard as he
Frank was so mad. Ah.
That shot of him screaming is so hilarious.
Dude, at the time, I cannot explain to you, none of this to me was campy. All of it worked. Every role that he's done. So Frank Dukes sued Jean-Claude Van Damme they worked together on a script for a movie called The Quest, which is a movie that is terrible, I'm sure, that I loved as a kid. It's got the guy who plays Raiden, not Christopher Lambert, but like in the shitty sequel. But anyway, none of the shit was corny. And like all of these movies rang true to me as a kid at the time. Like,
yeah,
all those long, like they were profoundly dramatic and affecting to me. And it's so funny watching it now. It's like, wow, that's really still going on. He's still screaming.
I think it goes back to, I think the best thing they do is really give characterization to the other tournament goers. You really feel like you're going on a journey. Even though like Frank is obviously the most important one and you're on the journey with him, you get to see all these other colorful characters kind of show up and have fun and do the thing. And as a little kid, I mean, that's pro wrestling, right? That's big, colorful personalities in a fighting situation.
Yeah, you're right.
You can get behind that too. Like, yeah, I like Jim the Anvil Neidhart. I like Bret the Hitman Hart. I like Hulk Hogan, right? Those are your dudes.
No one liked Owen Hart.
Aw.
I'm sorry.
It's just that. Like, little kids love big personalities of big, meaty men slapping meat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He does another, the Lionheart is another tournament style underground fighting movie that with Jean-Claude that I loved. And again, I just can't stress enough. They just don't make it like they skip over all the tournament stuff now in a movie. And it's like, fucking stop doing that. I want to see every round of the fights. Who's winning? Karate Kid. Like how many of these movies had to be successful for you to realize people like the tournament part?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call Michael B. Jordan. I mean, look, I got a great idea, bud.
You got him on your favorites tab on your phone.
Get the rights famously. You don't even have to remake Bloodsport if you don't want to. You can just
make Sport Blood.
Yeah. Because I don't know if you care enough about Frank Dukes anymore. Because this is right after he was like, this was from 1975 to like what, 1980? He fought in 329 full contact matches and retired undefeated. That's impressive. That's a lot of fucking fights.
So he says.
It's not even, is it according to him? I mean, it's in the movie. Like, a lot of people are verifying this.
Well, everything I was researching saying that, like, you can't, like, really trust anything Frank Duck says. Like, he's just a real big, he just conflates his own story. And just he's one of those dudes that, like, I have a really big story behind me, but you can't really believe half of it because this is before the internet where people could verify him.
Right. Oh, yeah. Hugh Landman has stated that while Dukes lies about or has at least greatly exaggerated many of his claims, many aspects of his career, that does not necessarily mean his story is entirely false. Speculating he may have won a kumite. That's funny. They don't even know for sure.
Yeah, they don't know for sure. If
he may have won a kumite that was significantly different from the one that appears in Bloodsport. All of the movies that I loved as a kid, he was a choreographer and co-writer or co-writer on, like The Quest, Only the Strong, Lionheart, Bloodsport, all this shit. Leading to a mess of false evidence, lies, and somewhere in the middle, the truth. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. He's just one of those larger than life people. But
I killed 500 men.
Let's start getting that story out now.
Yeah.
About Kit Laser.
Pew, pew.
Pew, pew. I mean, even Jean-Claude Van Damme said that, like, this was the hardest movie he's ever trained for. He had a 3-month training program under Frank. Specifically because Frank was like, you think you're man enough to play me in a movie? I'm going to make your regiment hell, buddy.
Yeah, Dukes Rios is not easy, bud.
No.
Yeah, we want to get... Bolo needs to be in more stuff. That guy was fucking killer.
I one thing about his performance that I loved is every time he won, his little, like, this thing he would do is when he would be, he looked
he's
like
so excited.
He's so excited. Well, he's just like, I want another one.
He was famously in Enter the Dragon. So he's been around the block a few times. He's been
great.
A lot of kung fu movies. Physical scary specimen. Guy.
Yeah.
Real scary guy. Anyway, I think we're done on Bloodsport. Talking about Thanksgiving movies now.
I don't think we're ever done on Bloodsport, personally.
I don't have any more notes or anything. Do you have anything else you want to say about the movie?
Chris, let's make a deal.
What kind of a deal?
Leave that on there, just in case anybody ever wants to make a deal.
Anytime anyone says that,
I wasn't going to steal it.
Oh, one last thing I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
Does Tanaka die? Is he dead?
Yes. That's why Mrs. Tanaka.
Do they show him dead?
I don't think so.
Okay. He's just like, he visits him, he's sick.
I also don't know why... Now is the time he has to fight in the kumite. I guess he probably died, and then it's like the kumite just happened, and now it doesn't happen for 5 years. And so when it hit, he was like, I have to abscond. I have to go AWOL from the military this. It's important that I go to Hong Kong.
Or do you think maybe
I'm not waiting another 5 years?
Serendipitously died on the same weekend as kumite.
He died on kumite weekend. We had tickets. We were going to go.
Oh, man. Come on.
I'm going to compete.
Mrs. Tanaka ain't about that.
Shingo died of diabetes type 1.
Jesus.
What?
That's how he went out.
Well, how else would it be? What's not as sad?
That's true. Like, car accident? Anytime a child dying is sad. So you got me there.
Finally got beat up by the bullies when wasn't around.
They were 1980s bullies, so they probably could have killed that kid.
Yeah.
The 80s for bullies, sure. Went hard. Yeah.
They did. I've seen Karate Kid. Any hoozle.
Thank you for suggesting this, A.K. Ashley Ray. I had a real fun time watching it and a real fun time talking about
fucking
it.
Fucking blast watching this. So glad Steve got to visit it for the first time. I highly recommend some other JCVD movies. Have you ever seen Hard Target?
No.
That is a John Woo movie.
Ooh.
With a Jean-Claude Van Damme in a mullet.
Love it.
With like his uncle is basically John Hammond from Jurassic
Park.
Is it
his IMDb photo mullet?
Yes.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That movie fucking legitimately rocks. And it's about hunting people. Like, there's rich people that like to hunt people, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they fuck with JCVD accidentally. Huge mistake.
I think that he would be a pretty hard target for them.
Exactly. Now you're getting it. But that's all the time we have for right now. We've got to go return some videotapes. My name is Keith.
And I'm Steve.
And this was Streaming Things.
Kumite. Kumite.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.